圣经里有不同的经文告诉我们神的话是什么。
There are many passages in the Bible tell us what is God's word.
我们刚才背诵的提摩太后书三章十六十七节就是其中很重要的一段的经文。
Father, we just memorized it from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. It's a very important passage.
告诉我们圣经是神所默示的。
Tell us that all scripture is inspired by God.
是神亲口所说的话。
It's God spoke himself.
以赛亚书55章也是这一类的经文。
Isaiah 55 is one of the same kind of passages.
当然它比较长一点。
Of course it's longer.
但是跟提摩太后书三章十六十七节是同类的经文。
But it's the same type of passage like 2 Timothy chapter 3.
是圣经里面神直接告诉我们他的话是什么。
It's from the Bible directly tell us what is his word.
我们先来看这段经文的上下文。
Let's look at the context of this passage.
就是以赛亚书53和54章。
That's chapter 53 and 54.
以赛亚书53章是旧约里预言弥赛亚最清楚的一章。
Chapter 53 is the most clear chapter that prophesies the Messiah.
告诉我们因为我们的罪的缘故弥赛亚为我们死。
He tells us Messiah died because of our sins.
不单是死了
，Not only died,
他复活了。
He also resurrected.
53章第10到12节。
That's verses 10 and 12 in chapter.
耶稣基督胜过罪，胜过死。
Our Lord Jesus Christ overcome death and sin.
54章。
Chapter 54.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那耶稣基督现在复活了。
Now Jesus resurrected.
这教会要扩大扩张他的帐幕。
So the church is going to enlarge its place.
意思就是说我们要传福音。
In other words, we need to spread the gospel.
在不同的地方设立主耶稣的教会。
In different places, establish churches for our Lord Jesus.
好叫主耶稣在不同的地方做主。做王
so that Lord Jesus can be Lord, can be King in many different places.
好，现在我们到55章。
Now we come to verse 55, chapter 55.
主已经复活，教会要传福音。
Our Lord has resurrected, and the church is going to evangelize.
我们要传，要宣讲怎么样的福音呢？
What gospel are we going to proclaim?
今天我们活在21世纪。
Today we live in the 21st century.
21世纪的人需要听到怎么样的福音？
What gospel the people of the 21st century should hear?
21世纪人所需要听到的不是一个冲淡的福音。
The gospel of people of the 21st century is not what they want to hear, the watered down version.
我们要先讲神的话里面所讲的一切的道。
We need to proclaim everything in God's word.
这段经文可以分为五段。
So this passage can be divided into five sections.
第一段是从第一节到第三节上。
The first section should be verse 1 to the first half of verse 3.
第二段是第三节下到第五节。
So the second is from the second half of verse 3 to verse 5.
然后第三段呢是六跟七节。
Then the third section is the sixth and seventh verse.
第四段是八跟九节。
So the fourth is the eighth and ninth verse.
最后是第十到十一节。
So the last is verse 10 to 11.
我们不会按照这个次序来讲好吗？
We're not going to follow the same order.
好，叫我们警醒听哈。
So let's be careful and listen.
不是流水账，不是按照结束的次序。
So this is just another itemized order.
第一段是第一节到第三节。
So the first section from verse 1 to 3.
神的话是这个世界上唯一能够满足人心的。
God's word alone can satisfy man in this world.
食物是满足人的身体，神的话满足人的身体和灵魂。
Food satisfy our body, but God's word satisfies our body and our soul.
食物暂时满足，神的话永远满足。
Food only satisfies temporarily, but God's word satisfies forever.
食物暂时满足，神的话永远满足。
Food satisfies only temporarily, but God's word satisfies forever.
既然是这样，你在寻找什么？
Since this is true, what are you seeking?
你寻找什么？
What are you seeking?
哥林多前书第一章告诉我们，
1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us,
世界上有两种人，他们寻找两种不同的东西。
There are two types of people in this world, they seek two different things.
一种以犹太人做代表，另外一种以希腊人做代表。
So one would be the Jewish and one would be represented by the Greek.
第一种人呢，在找一些很轰动的东西。
The first type people who are seeking something real empty.
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yeah, 好像我们去大球堂去看球赛或者听大型音乐会一样。
It's like we go to a huge concert hall or go to a huge stadium watch a big concert or game.
犹太人想看到一些很动人的很轰动的事情。
They want to see something that's very spectacular that can move people's hearts.
或者是非常灵光的，马上就灵光的东西。
Or something that works right away.
好像你只要摸一摸电视，你的病就会医好那种。
Like you just touch the TV, your disease will be cured.
今天有很多人仍然在寻找灵光和轰动的东西。
So today many people are still seeking for something that works right away and that something is spectacular.
保罗说我们传什么？我们传耶稣基督。
So Paul says, what do we proclaim? We proclaim Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We proclaim Jesus Christ and his nail on the cross.
对那些寻找轰动的东西的人来说，
for those who are seeking for spectacular things,
一点都不轰动。
It's not spectacular at all.
但是对信主耶稣的人来说，
but for people who believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
是比轰动更轰动。
It's more than spectacular.
是神的大能。
It's God's great power.
第二种人，
the second kind,
希腊人，
the Greek,
他们寻找哲学。
They're seeking for philosophy.
保罗说我们传的是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We proclaim Jesus Christ and his nail on the cross.
这一些对这些知识分子来说是没有什么好听的。
It was not something would be interest those who are seeking knowledge.
是愚拙，保罗说。
They say it's stupid, foolish.
但是对信主耶稣的人来说，
but for those who believe in Jesus Christ,
是比高深的哲学更高深。
It's even deeper than the deepest philosophy.
是神的智慧。
It's God's wisdom.
问题是你在寻找什么？
The question is, what are you seeking?
你有怎么样的品味 taste?
You, what kind of taste do you have?
你有怎么样的胃口？
What kind of appetite that you have?
愿神给我们胃口来欣赏他的话。
May God give us a good appetite to appreciate his word.
好，现在我们跳到第八节。
Let's go to verse 8.
我们来看神的话另外一个特点。
That's another character of God's word.
是的，神的话是一定满足我们的思想或者我们的心灵的。
Yes, God's word will satisfy our thoughts and our hearts.
但是你对神的话有问题吗？
But do you have a question for God's word?
你会在查经班提出很多难题吗？
Are you going to ask a question in the Bible study?
是的，你信主之前岂不是在查经班提了很多问题吗？
Yes, didn't you ask many questions in the Bible study before you're believing?
神怎么回答你的问题？
How did God answer your question?
不晓得你有没有注意一些的讲员怎么处理问题解答的。
I don't know how if you paid attention to how the speakers handle the question and answer.
往往啊，一个讲员要把你的问题修改了才回答的。
Often the speaker will modify your question and then answer you.
因为很多时候我们的问题里面有问题。
Because many times we have a question in our question.
我们问题里面，我们所提的问题里面呢，有一些东西是不对的。
Sometimes there's something wrong in the way we ask our questions.
你说什么不对？
What is wrong?
不对的是我们的思维的模式。
It's the model of our thinking that was not right.
或者说我们的世界观。
Is our world view is wrong.
假如你认为这个宇宙是关闭的系统 closed system.
If you think this universe is a closed system.
那你问来问去都问不出一个很满意的答案。
So you cannot get satisfied by asking any question.
因为圣经的上帝是超越这个宇宙的。
Because the God of the Bible surpasses the universe.
第八节跟第九节讲的有两个字。
There are two words in verse 8 and 9.
一个是意念，一个是道路。
So it's a thought and a way.
意念就是我们的思想。
Thought is what we think.
道路呢？
What about the way?
就是我们生活的方向。
It's the direction of our life.
你把意念和道路放在一起。
If you put thought and way together,
就是我们今天所称为文化。
So it is what we call civilization,
culture
today. Yeah,
文化是什么？
What is culture?
文化就是你出生之后所学到所有的东西。
It's what you have learned since you were born.
就是你的思想跟你的生活。
That is your life and your thought.
不仅是个人的，也是社会的。
So not only just your individual, but the whole society.
那圣经告诉我们，神的思想跟我们的思想不一样。
The Bible tells God's thoughts are different than our thoughts.
神的道路跟我们的道路不一样。
God's ways are different from our ways.
你说神的思想怎么样不一样啊？
So how is God's thought different?
上帝是创造主。
God is the creator.
我们是被他造的。
We are creators.
我们要用科学、用思想才能够认识事物。
We can only know things through science and thought.
神是认识一切的。
God knows all things.
神认识每一件事情的每一方面。我来讲一下啊。God knows everything that there is to know about everything that there is to know. Okay? 凡是可以被认识的东西
All things that can be known.
神是完全彻底认识的
God knows completely and thoroughly.
所以神认识每一件事情里面的所有能够认识的东西
So God knows everything to know everything there is to know.
他我们的头发他都数过
He's counted our hair.
我们头发里面的 DNA 他都知道。
He knows all the DNA of our hair.
就是他造的嘛。
Because we are created by him.
神的思想跟我们思想不一样的。
God's thoughts are different from our thoughts.
所以我们不要以为上帝是一个有求必应的一个娃娃或者一个偶像。
So don't think that God is an idol who will answer all your needs.
特别上帝不是一个 ATM 提款机。
So especially God is not an ATM.
神不是我们的仆人。
God is not our servant.
我们是神的仆人。
We are God's servant.
神是无所不知的。
God is omniscient.
神什么都知道。
He knows everything.
在神这个无限的知识里面
In God's infinite knowledge,
他选择了一少部分的知识。
So he selects a small amount of knowledge.
他选择把这一少部分启示给我们。
He reveals this in small amount to us.
这个就是神计划好，然后的确启示给我们的。
So this God has already planted and indeed inspired to us.
假如我们用电脑来做一个例子。
If we use the computer as an example.
神有无限度的、无限量的 data。
So God has an infinite amount of data.
不仅仅，他还可以用无限量这么多种的 language.
Not only the amount, but also infinite types of language.
不单单如此，他是创造所有 language 的神。
He created all the languages. He's the God.
那神是这么伟大的。
So God is so great.
好，现在神选择了一少部分来启示给我们。
So God selects a small amount and reveals to us.
神是在时间、空间启示给我们的。
God reveals this in time and in space.
就是说，圣经里面讲的不是神话。
So the what is said in the Bible is not a mystery.
不是 myth， 不是神话。
It's
不是 myth。不是 legend，
but it's not a legend.
是真正发生过的事情。
It truly has happened.
那弟兄姐妹，你跟我是主耶稣基督宝血洁净拯救的。
So you and I, brothers and sisters, we are redeemed by Jesus' precious blood.
是因为神曾经来过这个世界。
Because God has came to this world.
啊，神亲自来过，讲过话，做过事情。
So God has personally came, said things, and did things.
啊。最重要的事就是主耶稣基督钉十字架跟复活。
So the most important is our Lord Jesus nailed on the cross and resurrected.
那主耶稣基督是整本圣经的故事的中心。
So Lord Jesus is the center of the entire Bible.
你要更认识主耶稣吗？
You want to know more about Lord Jesus?
你一定要认识整本圣经讲什么。
You have to know what the entire Bible is saying.
你说我还没有读完整本圣经。
You said I have not read the complete Bible yet.
是的。
Yes.
但是你对整本圣经是什么，你总有一点点的概念。
But you must have some idea what this entire Bible is.
你知道圣经是分旧约、新约。
You know this is Old Testament and New Testament.
啊，你认识心里面一些的片段。
You know a section here and there.
那主耶稣基督是圣经的中心。
The Lord Jesus is the center of the Bible.
圣经要告诉你什么？
What the Bible wants to tell you.
圣经不是顺着你的意思来让你很舒服，不是的。
The Bible is not to make comfortable according to your desire.
圣经要告诉我们神在永恒计划好要告诉我们的东西。
The Bible does tell us what God has decided planned in the eternal past, but He wants us to know.
神的意念不同我们的意念。
God's thoughts are different from our thoughts.
我们大部分都是知识分子。
Most of us have knowledge.
啊，那我们都对哲学、心理学或者科学都有某一个程度的认识。
We have some knowledge and understanding of science, of psychology,
and philosophy.
或者其
他的科目。
Or other subjects.哲学、
科学、心理学是不是神向我们讲的话？
Science, philosophy, and psychology, are they spoken to us by God?
不是的。
No, it's not.
孔子跟老子所讲的不是神所讲的。
But Confucius is not what God said.
老子也不是。
老子 is not from God either.
Yeah. 希腊的哲学也不是神所讲的。
The Greek philosopher is not spoken by God.
那这些东西是什么呢？
What are those things?
好， Newton 的物理和爱因斯坦的物理也不是神所讲的。
The Newton's physics and Einstein's physics are not spoken by God.
这些是人啊回应神的启示所写出来的东西。
So science is people respond to God's revelation and what they have written about.
哲学也是。
So it's a philosophy.
好，这些不是神的意念。
Those are not God's thoughts.
是人对神的意念的回应。
It's man's response to God's thoughts.
同样的。
Similar.
任何的政治、社会、经济的制度。
Any political, social, and economic system.
都不是神所启示的。
Are not revealed by God.
都是人回应神的启示所制造出来的制度。
What man created by their response to God's revelation.
所以教会不要传文化。
That's why the church should not proclaim culture.
啊，我不是说教会不可以办中文学校啊。
I'm not talking about church should not open a Chinese school.
我说教会存在的目的不是保存宣扬文化。
So the purpose of the church's existence is not to proclaim or preserve culture.
教会存在的目的也不是宣扬任何一类的政治思想。
So the church purpose of church is not to proclaim any types of thoughts and philosophy.
政治思想
political thoughts.
神的意念跟我们意念是不一样的。
God's thoughts are different from our thoughts.
那我不是说我们不要关心文化。
Well, I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about culture.
我不是说我们不需要关心政治。
We're not saying we should not be care about politics.
我们需要思想基督教与科学的关系。
We need to think the relationship between Christianity and science.
但是我们先要搞清楚神的意念跟我们的意念是完全不一样的。
But we need to know God's thoughts are completely different from our thoughts.
好，现在我们从第三节下开始看。
Now we start from second half of verse 3.
我们来看这本圣经究竟是讲什么的。
That's what this Bible will talk about.
神是无所不知的。
God is omniscient.
好，那他选择了要启示给我们的是什么东西呢？
What did he choose to reveal to us?
那我们都知道圣经分为旧约和新约。
We all know Bible divided the New Testament and Old Testament.
那约这个字可以 Testament 可以 Covenant 就是盟约的意思。
So this word means the covenant.
啊，这里说应许给大卫可靠的恩典。
Here is the promise that was made to David.
这里神跟以色列人说，
Here God talking to Israel.
我要与你们立永远的约。
I will make an everlasting covenant.
什么是约？
What is covenant?
自从人类犯罪之后，
Since man has sinned,
神就开始与人立约。
God started making covenants with people.
用约来表达神的救恩。
Use covenant to express God's salvation.
比方说，上帝与亚伯拉罕立约。
For example, God made a covenant with Abraham.
在这个约里面，神应许亚伯拉罕四件事。
In this covenant, God promised four things to Abraham.
啊，在创世纪十二章。
It's in chapter 12 of Genesis.
第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3.
第一，
the first.
神应许我必赐福给你。
God said, I shall bless you.
第二，
second.
我所指示给你的地，一块地。
The land I point out to you.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕要赐他一块地。
So God promised Abraham he's going to give him a piece of land.
第三，
the third.
你必成为大国。
You become and the great nation.
第四，
the fourth,
地上万国都要因你而得福。
All nations in the world shall be blessed by you, through you.
当神与人立约的时候，
when God made a covenant with people,
这个就是神与人说我爱你的方法。
This is the way God tells people that I love you.
他用立约的方法来表达他的爱。
He demonstrates his love through making covenant.
神有没有实现他的应许呢？
Has God fulfilled his promise?
第一，我必赐福给你。
So I will bless you.
是的，神、
yes.
神赐福给亚伯拉罕。
God bless Abraham.
第二，
the second,
指示着地。
The point to the land.
啊，是的，不过要等四百三十年。
Yes, I gave you the land, but you have to wait for 430 years.
啊，第三，
the third,
你成为大国。
You become a great nation.
又等了几百年了。
How many hundred years they wait for it?
从摩西到大卫。
From Moses to David.
啊，大卫做王的时候。
When David was king.
大约是主前一千年。
It's about 1,000 years before Christ.
第四，地上的万国都因你得福。
The number four, all nations shall be blessed through you.
又要等一千年。
They have to wait another 1,000 years.
到主耶稣再来。
When Jesus comes again.
到主耶稣第一次来。
When the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以神给亚伯拉罕约里面的四种的应许。
The four promises God promised Abraham.
神是逐步的应验的。
So God promised step by step.
第一，在亚伯拉罕的时期。
During the time of Abraham.
摩西跟约书亚时期。
During the time of Moses and Joshua.
大卫时期。
And David.
啊，就是主前一千年。
That's about 1,000 years before Christ.
然后到主耶稣来的时期。
And then when Jesus came.
神应许。
God promises.
但是神不是马上实现他的应许的。
But he does not immediately fulfill his promises.
他要他的子民学习。
He wants his children to learn.
要等候。
To wait.
再等一下。
Wait for a while.
直到神要做他所说要做的事。
Until God will do what he said he will do.
当你起初信主的时候。
When you were beginning believer.
啊，是不是你祷告求神什么他都给的，对不对？
Did you pray everything God gave to you all?
啊，有没有这种的经验？
You have such experiences.
至少你求的几件事神都给满多的。
At least you seek many things God gave you plenty.
那弟兄姐妹，那个是上帝给你的 baby food.
But brothers and sisters, those are baby food God gives you.
你信主多几年了，就没有那么顺利了。
After a few years, won't be so easy.
因为上帝要告诉你，他不是你的仆人了。
So God will tell you that He's not your servant.
你是他的仆人。
You are His servant.
所以你祷告的时候，有些事情呢，神说不。
When you pray, sometimes God will say no.
神说等。
God will say wait.
那旧约里面的以色列人呢
？The Israelites in the Old Testament.
他们一直在等等等。
They've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
然后你读诗篇
，Then you read the Psalms.
为什么诗篇里面有这么多次都重复？哎呀，出埃及这些的故事。
Why they have so much repetition of the stories like Exodus?
就是神要以色列人记得，记得，记得。
So God wants Israel to remember, remember, remember.
啊，等等等。
Wait, wait, wait.
但是神的应许是可靠的。
But God's promise is faithful.
而他永远与我们同在。
And He will always be with us.
你看这里怎么说的？第三节。
What does it say in verse 3?
我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love, promised to David.
神的爱，神的恩典呢？是可靠的。
God's love and God's grace is faithful.
你觉得你的祷告神没有听吗？
When you think your prayer was not heard by God,
神不爱你呢是吗？
You think God doesn't love you?
你现在好像在走一段比较干的道路。
It's for you're walking a dry land.
啊，现在很干，不像以前那么丰富。
It's not as fruitful as what it used to be.
甚至乎不仅仅是干，而且是很黑暗。
And not only is bright, but also dark.
好像神不理我了。
It's if God no longer pay attention to you.
神不爱我了。
God doesn't love you.
是的，基督徒。
Yes, Christian.
你走基督徒的道路，肯定会走过干的。
You will pass through those dark journeys in your Christian life.
不是神不爱你。
It's not God doesn't love you.
就是因为神爱你。
It's because God loves you.
要给你经过这条路。
To have you pass through this path.
知道他的恩典是可靠的。
So you will know His grace is faithful.
我中文的名字是慈信啊，我的中文名字刚好就是讲神的慈爱更信实。
So pastor's name, Chinese name is part of the grace and faithfulness.
Yeah. 希伯来文的 chesed 啊 ，loving kindness and then faithfulness.
Loving kindness and faithfulness.
那是我父母亲给我的名字。
Was given by his parents.
啊，慈，我的弟弟也是慈，也是有慈这个字的。
So my brother also have the kindness, loving kindness.
丰，神的慈爱是丰盛的。
This is God's loving kindness abundant.
啊，我的名字是神的慈爱是信实的。
See, my name is God's loving kindness is faithful.
我相信都是在诗篇里面长出来的。
I think they all came from the Psalms.
不过我们那一代是排斥，就是我所有的堂哥堂弟都是排斥。
So in my old generation have the loving kindness in our name.
尼希米记第九章第六节。
So Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 6.
耶和华是守约施慈爱的。
So Jehovah is faithful and keep his covenant.
Yeah, 也是。那原文是这样说，神是守约守慈爱的。
So that's the original meaning that Jehovah is faithful.
神是守约的。
God will keep his covenant.
神也是守他的慈爱的。
God will also keep his loving kindness.
啊，再来一次啊。
So one more time.
神是守约的。
God will keep his covenant.
神是守慈爱的。
God will keep his loving kindness.
就是第三节的意思。
That is the same meaning of verse 3.
可靠的恩典。
The faithful promise.
那我们为什么要讲古代以色列人的约呢？
So why do we want to talk about the ancient covenant of Israel?
因为这个就是你跟主耶稣的关系。
Because this is your relationship with Lord Jesus.
圣经没有关系这个字的。
So in the Bible, there's not such a word of relation.
这个字不存在在圣经。
It does not exist in the Bible.
但是你跟耶稣的关系有一个名字是神给的。
But there is a name of your relationship with Jesus. It's given by God.
这个名字叫做约。
So the name is covenant.
你受洗的时候做见证是吗？
You give a testimony when you are baptized, right?
你也为主耶稣做见证，是吗？
You testified for Jesus Christ, didn't you?
你做见证之前，神先做见证。
Before you give a testimony, God testified first.
神做见证，他是信实的，是慈爱的。
God testified that He is faithful and He has loving kindness.
所以你的信心是稳固的，先建造在稳固的基础上。
Therefore, your faith is established on a solid ground.
所以你的见证有意义。
Therefore, your testimony has meaning.
我们的见证不能说服人信耶稣的。
Our testimony cannot persuade people to believe Jesus.
但是我们为什么做见证？
But why do we give testimony?
因为神先做了见证。
Because God had made His testimony first.
然后我们做见证。
And then we testify.
我们是跟上帝的见证说 Amen.
We are saying Amen to God's testimony.
神的见证是在圣经里。
God's testimony is in the Bible.
特别在耶稣基督身上。
Especially in Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在十字架上的死是神的见证。
Jesus Christ died on the cross is testimony of God.
那第三节说应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
It says the faithful loving kindness promised to David.
大卫是谁？
Who is David?
大卫是以色列的王。
David is king of Israel.
大卫是谁？
Who is David?
大卫是耶稣基督，从人性来看，耶稣基督的祖先。
So, if David is the ancestor of Jesus Christ,
大卫是谁？
Who is David?
大卫也是预表耶稣基督的王。
So, David is also the
type
of Jesus to be the king.
耶稣基督是大卫的后裔。
So, Jesus Christ is the offspring of David.
耶稣基督是大卫的主，大卫的神。
So Jesus Christ is also David's Lord and David's King.
当时神应许大卫，你的后裔必定坐在王位上直到永远。
God has promised David that your offspring would sit on the crown forever.
这个永远的王是谁？
Who is the everlasting King?
到了主后五百啊，对不起，主前五百八十六年
，in about 586 before Christ，
大卫的王国已经亡了
，so David's kingdom is diminished，
啊，都被掳去了
，they were captivated，
所以神给亚伯兰所，对不起，神给大卫所做的应许
，so the promise God made to David，
你的后裔必定坐在宝座上
，your offspring shall sit on the throne，
直到永远
，till forever。
在耶稣基督来的时候就应验了。
So when Jesus Christ came, it promised, it fulfilled.
耶稣基督是永远做王的王。
So Jesus Christ is the King, the everlasting King.
当你信耶稣的时候
，When you believe in Jesus,
你在神面前所做的承诺就是
，What your commitment to God is,
耶稣你做我的王。
Yes, Jesus, you be my king.
我承认我不再掌握我的命运。
I confess I will never control my own destiny.
我也不能掌握我的命运。
I cannot control my destiny.
所以我们说耶稣是主，耶稣是王。
So our Jesus is our Lord, is our King.
第三节，应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
So in verse 3 it says, My faithful love promised to David.
神向大卫做了应许。
God made a promise to David.
神向耶稣基督，父神向耶稣基督也做了应许。
God the Father also promised to Jesus Christ.
因为大卫是代表耶稣。
Because David represents Jesus.
你是什么应许？
What kind of promise?
神应许耶稣必做王到永远。
God promised Jesus will be king forever.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣就是全世界的见证，万民的见证。
So Jesus is a testimony for the whole world.
就是不论什么民族信他的就必得救。
No matter what nation, if you believe in him, shall be saved.
耶稣是万民的君王和司令。
So Jesus is the king of all nations and their commander.
第五节。
So verse 5.
最后的一半。
The last half.
耶和华神荣耀了耶稣基督。
Jehovah God.Glorified Jesus Christ.
什么时候？
When?
当主耶稣复活的时候。
When Lord Jesus resurrected.
然后回到天上,
then she returned to heaven.
父神就宣告耶稣基督是全宇宙的王,
so the God the Father proclaimed Jesus is the Lord and the King of the whole universe. And when our Jesus Christ was upheld,
当神, 当我们荣耀耶稣基督的时候,
when we glorify Jesus Christ, people will come before God. Oftentimes we use our own craftiness to proclaim the gospel.
我们用市场学的技巧,
we use worldly skills.
Marketing.
Marketing.
我们用广告学的技巧,
we use advertising skills.
我们说我们要去传福音,
we say we want to go to spread gospel.
是的,我们要去,
yes, we have to go.
当我们去的时候,
but when we go,
不要忘记一件事,
don't forget one thing.
还有另外一件事神在做的,
there's another thing God is going to do.
就是来,
it come, it say come.
啊, 神自己呼召外邦人来,
God, he himself called the Gentiles to come.
第五节就是讲这个,
so the verse 5 say about this.
以前不认识神的人,
those who didn't know God before,
神吸引他们跑来,
God will attract them that they will hasten to God.
为什么?
Why? Because God has glorified Jesus Christ.
好,
we were just asking what the whole Bible says.
第一,
the first,
神本圣经是讲神是必定守约是信实爱你的神,
so the Bible tells you God is faithful to keep his loving kindness, keeping his covenant and loves you.
第二,
the second,
耶稣是王,
Jesus is king.
这是上帝父神的旨意,
this is the will of God the Father.
而当我们宣告耶稣是主是王的时候,
when we proclaim Jesus is king, is Lord,
世人会来的,
people welcome.
世人会来的,
people do welcome.
神要应许给耶稣的羊会来到主耶稣的羊圈里的,
the sheep that God promised that is given to God to Jesus, they will come to the fold.
差不多30年前我开始开拓教会从零开始开拓一间教会,
about 30 years ago I started church from beginning, from zero.
那所以我们也参加一些开拓教会的 workshop, 一些的训练班,
so we participated in some workshop how to start a church.
是的,我们也学了一些人间的知识,
so we learned some knowledge of the world.
比方说人口统计, demography.
The demography.
但是呢,有一句话我还记得的,
there is one saying I remember.
当你为神的缘故被焚烧的时候,
when you were burned because of God,
有人会来看你烧的,
somebody will come to watch you burn.
Yeah. When you're on fire for God, somebody will come and watch you burn. 当你为神火热,
when you are zealous for God,
耶稣基督被高举,
Jesus Christ is upheld,
有人会来看你烧的,
some people will come to watch you.
因为神高举耶稣基督,
because God upheld Jesus.
第六节第七节,
so that verse 6 and 7.
既然神是这样的神,
since God is such a God,
神是信实守约的神,
God is a faithful and keeping his
covenant, 神是设立耶稣基督的王的神,
God is a God who established Jesus to be king.
第六到第七节,
so verses 6 and 7.
神邀请吩咐我们来回到他的面前,
God invites and commands us to come to return to him.
认罪悔改,
repent, confess and repent.
但是不要以为悔改都是你的功劳,
but don't you think if you repent it's your work.
第十节到第十一节,
the verse 10 and 11,
都是因为神的话语大有能力,
it's all because God's word has power.
神的话就是神亲自说话,
God's word is what God personally spoke.
神的话临到你的时候,
when God's word upon you,
可能你参加我们的福音查经班,
if you come to our Bible study for gospel,
你常常跟我们辩论,
you often debate with us.
啊, 然后有人, 有新的人又来辩论了,
some new people come to debate.
你还会纠正那些新来的辩论者呢?
You may even correct the newcomers.
啊, 你再继续的辩论,
you continue to debate.
啊, 给基督徒很多的困难,
it gave a lot of trouble for Christians.
但是圣灵在你的脑袋里面做工,
but the Spirit is working in your head.
啊, 你嘴巴很硬,
even your mouth is stubborn.
啊, 你的思想开始转变了,
but your thinking, your thoughts start changing.
诶, 宇宙可能不是一个关闭系统哦,
maybe you're no longer a closed system.
啊, 宇宙不是,
the universe is not a closed system.
啊, 你的思想开始改变,
your thinking began to change.
你的意志开始融化,
your will start to melt.
啊, 可能宇宙里面真的有爱哦,
maybe there truly is love in the universe.
可能宇宙里面真的有盼望,
maybe there is true hope in the universe.
可能宇宙里面真的有释放,
so there is a release, there is a freedom in the universe.
可能宇宙里面真的有神,
maybe there is truly a God.
好, 你继续在查经班辩论,
so you continue to debate in the Bible study.
圣灵在你的脑袋里面做工,
so the Spirit works in your head.
圣灵在你的意志中动工,
God works as the Spirit works in your will.
或者呢, 这个不是你信主的经过,
or this is not how you become a believer.
可能圣灵呢, 是先在你的心中动工,
maybe the Spirit works in your heart first.
你根本对查经班没有兴趣,
you have no interest in the Bible study.
诶, 但是你的儿子病了,
but your son is ill.
然后教会的姐妹们为你的儿子祷告,
and the brothers and sisters start praying for your son.
啊, 每天送饭来你们家,
they bring food to you every day.
诶, 你的儿子好了,
then your son was healed.
诶, 怎么基督徒祷告灵光的,
they, oh, the prayer of Jesus works.
更重要的是基督徒的爱也感动了你,
the most important, the love of Christians touched you.
所以圣灵先在你的心动工,
so the Spirit is first move in your heart.
然后呢, 祂在你的意志上动工,
and then works in your will.
你信了主了,
then you become a believer.
你受洗加入教会,
you're baptized to join the church.
然后圣灵才在你的思想动工,
then God started working, it's the Spirit started working in your thoughts.
来整理很多关于圣经和信仰的问题,
so can deal with the change of how you think about the Bible.
是不是这样?
Is that true?
啊, 可能弟兄的第一种比较多, 姐妹的第二种比较多,
maybe for the brothers it's the first type, of the sister maybe the second.
不论你是哪一种啊,
doesn't matter which kind you are.
神的话大有功效,
God's word has great power.
改变我们的思想,
can change our thoughts.
克服我们的意志,
can overcome our will.
从固执到被感动,
so from being stubborn to being moved.
然后圣灵在我们的情感上做工,
and then Spirit works in our emotions.
叫我们爱慕主耶稣, 爱慕神的话,
teach us how to desire Lord Jesus, how to desire God's word.
这个就是神的话,
this is God's word.
唯一满足人心的,
the only thing that can satisfy man.
不是人的哲学,
not man's philosophy.
啊, 大有能力,
has great power.
圣经讲什么的?
What the Bible says?
讲神是立约守约的神,
says God is the one who keeps the covenant.
然后神设立主耶稣做万王之王,
then God established Jesus to be the King of Kings.
所以什么叫做信耶稣加入教会呢?
So what does it mean to believe in Jesus to join the church?
既然神守约,
since God keeps his covenant,
我们也要守约,
we have to keep our covenant.
既然耶稣是王,
since Jesus is king,
我们就要顺服在这个王之下,
we have to be obedient to this king.
信耶稣不是上帝顺我们的意, 是我们顺上帝的意,
so to believe in Jesus, that's that God will according to our will, yeah, we will do according to God's will.
基督教不是美国梦,
Christianity is not a dream, American dream.
美国梦不是基督教,
American dream is not Christianity.
耶稣是主,
Jesus is Lord.
今天你可能在经济上有困难,
today you may have trouble in financial matters.
啊, 神要你经过这个很困难的时间,
God wants you to go through this difficult time.
信耶稣不是美国梦,
So to believe in Jesus is not to fulfill your American dream.
但是神必定与你同在。
But God will be with you.
条件是什么?
What is the condition?
第六跟第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
回转归向神。
Turn to God.
好,我们第六祷告。
Let us pray.
求天父帮助我们认识你的话。
May Heavenly Father help us to know your word.
当我们认识,求你帮助我们。 顺服在你的话之下,
when we know you, please help us to be obedient to your words.
同时帮助我们爱你的话,
also teach us to love your words.
虽然在困难的时间,
even though the times of difficulties,
奉耶稣基督圣灵求,
in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.